from Youngsville, Louisiana. They will also start Jasmine Mills. She is a 6'1 freshman out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And in the backcourt, it will be Kiki Veal. Where's number 24? She is from Eunice, Louisiana, 5'6 freshman. And number 25, Sylvana Oakdeath, also a 5'6 freshman from Houston, Texas. Those are the starters. We'll check the Raiders starters and be back with game action for you right after this timeout from Nelligan Sports. You're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
Blue Raiders, it's go time. A Go account from Ascend is a savings and checking account with no minimum balance requirements, no per check charges, access to Ascend's check card, free checks, and a customized checkbook cover. Open your Go account at one of Ascend's three Murfreesboro locations or visit ascendfcu.org for more information. Ascend Federal Credit Union, raising possibilities. Ascend, the preferred credit union of MTSU Athletics, is federally insured by the NCUA. Membership is limited.
It's hot, and Lightning's Locker Room has the Blue Raider gear to keep you cool this summer, from dry fit hats and visors to moisture management tees for those humid days. It's hot, and you're going to need some cool Blue Raider gear from Lightning's Locker Room. Be sure to ask about the Lightning Buck Program, a $5 off coupon on a $25 purchase of regular priced items. Get yours today at Lightning's Locker Room off-campus location, 910 Ridgely Road, turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's.
Hi, I'm Burt McCarter.
I'm Kirk Catron.
I'm Travis Lampley.
And I'm Brock East, and we're the lawyers of McCarter, Catron, and East.
We handle family law, business law, and personal injury cases.
We also handle DUIs and criminal cases, as well as probate.
Aggressive and passionate representation when you need it the most.
Call us at 615-893-9255 or visit us online at mcelaw.com.
We're here to win for you.
You gotta love a T-bone. It's the lean page in your culinary playbook that'll add something special to any pregame feast. Because when you huddle around that grill come tailgating time, you rest easy knowing that the old T-bone formation packs the power of lean protein. That's the T-bone, one of 29 lean cuts that make beef one powerful protein. Learn to love them all at beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
Funded by the Beef Checkoff.
Indian Hills Golf Club in Murfreesboro is a proud sponsor of Blue Raider Athletics. The 18-hole par 72 public golf course is open year-round and provides a value golfing experience for all skill levels. While visiting, take time to enjoy Jack's Grill at the clubhouse for your food and beverage needs. If you need to raise funds for your favorite charity, Indian Hills Golf Club has a golf tournament package that will assure your success. For more information, go to IndianHillsGC.com or call 615-895-3642.
At Creekside Assisted Living of Murfreesboro, we provide excellence in service while maintaining the dignity of our residents in a home-like atmosphere. Come see our new community, which includes bistros, salons, a library, and spacious activity areas. A kind, friendly, and well-trained staff can help residents with the daily activities of life. Locally owned by Blue Raider alumni Tim Keach and Kent Ayer, find out more about Creekside Assisted Living, 895-3002, or online at www.creeksideassistedliving.com.
It's MTSU Sports on WGNS.
Welcome back in to the Murphy Center, and it's just about basketball time. We'll check the Raiders starting lineup. Had a pregame ceremony with State Farm agents Bud Morris, Duane Buford, and Deb Ensel, and they all were presented with a basketball. And I'm sure Bud will be out in the driveway shooting that thing early in the morning.
And Dewan's looking at it thinking this is the wrong shape.
He's going to be our halftime guest, I think.
He will be our halftime guest for the women's game.
All right, let's check the lineup for Middle Tennessee, going for their seventh straight win. The Raiders 12-5, 7-1 in league play. We'll have Coach Rick Ensel in his eighth year with a record of 186-59. And in the Sun Belt, 129-16, 64-2 in conference action here at the Monty Hale Arena. For Middle Tennessee, it will be Iceland Eli, number 13, a 6'1 senior from Lebanon, Tennessee. Iceland averaging 14 points, 6.5 rebounds a game. Number 23 is Lauren March, a 6'2 junior redshirt junior from Lewisburg, Tennessee, just under 2 points, 2.5 rebounds a game. Number 21 is Ebony Rowe, a 6'1 junior from Lexington, Kentucky, making her 82nd consecutive start. Ebony coming off a career-high 35 points the other night against Little Rock, averaging 22.5 points, over 11 rebounds a game, and 43 double-doubles in her career. In the backcourt, number 24, Courtney Jones, a 5'9 senior from Oak Ridge, just under 13 points, 3 rebounds a game, leads the team in assists with 81. And her partner in the backcourt is number 5, Shanice Kaysen, a 5'5 sophomore from Siegel High in Murfreesboro, 6 points, 4 rebounds, and leads the team in steals with a total of 46 for the season. So it's Eli, March, Rowan, Jones, and Kaysen for Middle Tennessee. It is Brown, Chambro, Mills, Veal, and Oakley for the Cajuns. They come in with a record of 7-11. On the road, they are 2-7. Middle Tennessee at home is 7-1. The Raiders coaching staff, Kim Bruton, you heard from her on the pregame scouting report, Alex Fuller, Mariska Harris, Dustin Edwards, strength and conditioning coach, the gentle giant, Matt Riley, trainer Michelle Mallett, and our media coordinator is Russell Luna, whose parents are here for the first time today, up from the Flintville area. Dick Palmer, Dwayne Hickey with you. We'll pause 15 seconds for station identification. Back with the opening tip here on the Blue Raider Network.
It's time. Show your true blue. Blue Raiders.
Your Blue Raiders are Eastern Division champions.
Raiders win.
The home of the Blue Raiders.
WGNS Murfreesboro.
It's now time for the first half of Blue Raider basketball, brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Better plans, better products, better benefits, and ultimately, a better you. Get better with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Dwayne Hickey, Dick Palmer, courtside at the Murphy Center. Beautiful Saturday afternoon. Great day for basketball. So great that Middle Tennessee is going to play two today, a doubleheader, with the women just about to tip off and the men tipping off somewhere about a half hour after the conclusion of the women's game. Both teams playing the Raging Cajuns from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette.
As the great Chicago Cubs shortstop Ernie Banks used to say, let's play two. Cajuns are in red with a white trim and white numerals. Even got the red shoes. The Raiders in the home white, royal blue numerals and trim, and the royal blue shoes. So it's a red, white, and blue day here at the Murphy Center.
Certainly is, Dick, and a great crowd here as well to see this Sun Belt Conference basketball game. And certainly Middle Tennessee fans expecting to get win number 7 in a row this afternoon.
Jasmine Mills, 6'1". Islin Eli for the Raiders, 6'1". Step into the center circle. Game officials, Luis Gonzalez, Scotty Herman, Kim Thiebaud, and we're set to play. Ball in the air, not a good toss. They're going to do it again. Going to do a make-do on that toss.
That's a redo right there, that's for sure.
And Louisiana Lafayette gets the tip. Cajuns have the ball, and this is Oakley, the guard with tremendous range. Dwayne was talking about her earlier on the pregame show. You want to keep a hand in her face all the time. Out on the right wing, Oakley is guarded by Courtney Jones. Behind the back dribble, tries to shake free. Goes with a little scoop shot, misses. Rebound taken by Ebony Rowe. Pretty good defensive job by Courtney on that opening possession. Over to Eli, drives the baseline, up the layup, and scores.
Nice baseline move there by Iceland Eli.
Raiders on top, 2-0, dropping into their 2-2-1 press. In backcourt, this is Oakley. Flips the pass across the line to Kiki Veal. And now the shot is away and missed by Mills. Rebound taken by Ebony Rowe. Ahead it comes to Courtney Jones and out to Kaysen. Kaysen guarded out there by Chambro, who's the only senior on this squad, drawing a starting assignment today. Bounce pass left wing. Courtney Jones inside to Ebony Rowe, dropped it, tried to save it, and great job by Courtney Jones, saving it from going over the center line, keeping it in play, but the shot clock is running down. Kaysen comes right. Kaysen in the corner. Courtney for three, no good. Rebound Karam's out front. Lauren March is going to pull it down. Raiders maintain possession. Over to Kaysen. 2-0 Middle Tennessee, just underway here on a Saturday afternoon. Here's Courtney. A little shovel pass into Ebony Rowe. Lauren March, and a travel is called as she tried to break down the baseline for a jump shot.
Yeah, Dick, if she'd gone straight down the baseline, she would have been fine, but she faked the pass back to the wing, and when she did, she moved her feet before dribbling the basketball.
In backcourt, Oakley over to Kiki Veal. Veal comes across the line against Courtney Jones. Bounce pass comes across the lane and cutting through to intercept Lauren March. She'll dribble it into front court. Back it comes to Kaysen and over to Courtney. Open from three. The shot is good. Courtney Jones.
And Dick, that's something Middle Tennessee fans are really hoping to see more of in this second half of the conference season is Courtney Jones draining three-pointers.
Raiders lead it 5-0 up to the center line. A bullet pass to Mills. Kicks it over on the left wing, and now back out it comes to Kiki Veal, freshman guard. They're starting three freshmen in their lineup. One sophomore, one junior, actually one senior and one sophomore. And here's Veal being double-teamed near the sideline, breaks away under the basket, and a layup is good. That was Robbie Brown. 5-2, and the folks here will take a seat as they were standing for defense, as is the tradition here. Courtney Jones, left side, around a screen. Jumping left of the key. It is off the rim twice, no good. Rebound, Eli. Somebody got a hand on that ball and blocked it, and Veal came up with it for the Cajuns. He'll drive to the foul line, put up a jump shot there and miss. Rebound taken by Kaysen. Kaysen ahead to Courtney Jones. Jones out on the left wing. Clears across. Iceland Eli, three in the air, and it's good.
And Dick, Iceland Eli leading this team in three-point percentage this season as she's drained another one, shooting just over 33%.
8-2, Middle Tennessee. Long pass coming right side. Chambro gets it into Mills. She traveled. Hit the basket, does not count, and marked out a turnover for Louisiana Lafayette. 8-2, Middle Tennessee. 16:35 to play here in the first half on what we would now call a warm afternoon in the mid-state. Kaysen working on a bounce pass left to Courtney Jones to the foul line. Stops. Ball deflected by Oakley and stolen. Oakley into front court. Oakley on the dribble outside. Looks for help. Goes to Kiki Veal. And a whistle and play has been stopped.
Yeah, shot clock saying 29 seconds and
that is incorrect.
Yeah, it should be closer to 19, most likely. And, Dick, one thing you can see early on that Middle Tennessee's trying to do, they want Oakley to put the ball on the floor. When she gets the ball outside the three-point arc, they're guarding her very closely, as they should, but they really want to make her put the basketball on the floor.
Cajun's inbound from the side. Going to throw it all the way in the backcourt to Oakley, and she will bring it down against Courtney Jones. Raiders leading 8-2. High screen from Mills. They double-team Oakley near the sideline. They trap, and she got help from Beal, who lost the ball. Stolen by Kaysen. Got it down to Iceland Eli. Under for a layup. She'll score. 10-2, Middle Tennessee. Raiders in a 2-2-1 press. Oakley being pressured in backcourt. Fires it up to Chambro, and across it comes to Veal. Veal comes across to the free throw line all the way, leaves it with Mills for a layup, and she'll score. Nice feed there by Veal.
Yeah, beautiful feed there by Veal. She just drew Ebony Rowe to her, and then just a little sort of bounce pass, wraparound bounce pass.
10-4, Middle Tennessee. They feed inside to Ebony Rowe, and it's a poor pass that goes out of bounds. Media timeout, 15:15 to play here in the first half. And with timeout, it's Middle Tennessee 10, Louisiana 4. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball right here on the Blue Raider Network.
Blue Raiders, it's go time. A go account from Ascend is a savings and checking account with no minimum balance requirements, no per check charges, access to Ascend's check card, free checks, and a customized checkbook cover. Open your go account at one of Ascend's three Murfreesboro locations or visit ascendfcu.org for more information. Ascend Federal Credit Union, raising possibilities. Ascend, the preferred credit union of MTSU Athletics, is federally insured by the NCUA. Membership is limited.
Have you ever noticed in some radio commercials the really speedy part towards the end that you can't understand? Well, those of us at TVA and your local power company think that's a huge waste of energy, and we know energy. Take, for example, the highly efficient electric heat pumps available through our Energy Right program. Heat pumps save energy by transferring heat into your home, leaving you comfortable all winter long. So, in no uncertain terms, if your old furnace is becoming a waste of energy, go to EnergyRight.com or call your local power company.
Brought to you by Murfreesboro Electric Department and Middle Tennessee Electric Membership Corporation.
WGNS, AM, FM, online. Rutherford County's MTSU station.
Read all about today's game and all Blue Raiders sports tomorrow in the Daily News Journal. The D&J is Rutherford County's first source for news, sports, and much more. Visit D&J online today.
Cajuns put it in play. Oakley works across the line to Robbie Brown. Brown comes bouncing to Shambro and out to Kiki Veal. Veal guarded by Kaysen. Hooks the pass in the lane to Mills. And they're going to call a block, are they? Or what's the call
here? I think so. And Rick Ensel not very happy. He was speaking to the referee about something that happened out high. And he is not very happy.
I don't know who made the call. I think Scotty Herman made the call. And the timeout has been taken by Middle Tennessee.
And they called the foul on Iceland Eli. Take one class or earn your entire degree online. Find out more about online learning opportunities at mtsuonline.com. MTSU Online, a world of possibilities.
I think Luis Gonzalez had something to do with the call because he's the official that Coach Ensel is talking to. We've had him once before, and that was in Knoxville.
Well, Coach Ensel was pointing out toward between the circles, the midcourt circle and the top of the key, as if something had happened out there prior to the pass going into the paint. And he's still not very happy about it,
No. Whatever
it was.
No, he will not be happy for a while. Here's Shambro to inbound, or Oakley, rather. Oakley gets it into Shambro, and I think she lost. Well, they say it's off Kaysen out of bounds. So the Cajuns maintain possession. They'll have it deep in the corner.
Yeah, good defense on the inbounds pass that time by Kaysen.
Oakley puts it in play. It's going to be intercepted by Shanice Kaysen, driving for a layup, stops, pops, and misses. And the rebound taken by Eli, tied up. You know, Shanice missed a wide-open layup the last game against Little Rock. This time, she did a smart thing. She stopped to let the defender go by and still missed the layup.
Yeah, nice pump fake there by Kaysen. Just froze the defender as the defender went on by, but still put it off too hard off the glass.
So Shanice goes to the sidelines to think about that for a while. Caroline Warden is in, gets the inbounds pass. Shot is up and good.
Tough shot by Warden in there with all the tall trees.
Raiders lead it 12-4. Lake and Leonard also in the game for Middle Tennessee, along with Janae Brinkley. So the Raiders have only two starters, Ebony Rowe and Iceland Eli, on the floor right now. And a pressure defense. And a foul is called on Caroline Warden, I think.
Wow.
She and Janae Brinkley were pressuring the ball out near the center line. And I thought doing a pretty good job.
Yeah, I think that looked like good defense. Nonetheless, foul was called.
All right, here's Brown feeding it in. It's deflected by Warden, but Beal gets it back. Beal holding out front, over it comes, and a three in the air is good by Shambro.
And that was deep.
Randy Shambro, the only senior on the squad, drains a three to make it 12-7. Caroline Warden in the front court for the Raiders, working on the right side. And here's a foul called on Eli.
That's two on ice. And Coach Gary Broadhead has been lobbying for that call the last three times down the floor, Dick, and he got it that time, and he got a sympathetic ear because that was referee Gonzalez, who Coach Ensel's had a little disagreement with already today.
Lakin Leonard is out for the Raiders, and in backcourt, this is Kiki Veal. So we've got Eli and Rowe, Jones, Brinkley, and Caroline Warden. Out on top it comes to Veal. Shambro over there calling for the ball, and they didn't see fit to give it to her. Beal backs it up. Hands behind to Oakley. top of the key, over to Shambro. She'll cut right to Mills. Mills, and a buzzer sounds. It's a shot clock violation. Good defense by the Raiders.
Yeah, great defense by the Blue Raiders, switching at the top of the key, making sure the three-pointers shooters Shambro and Oakdy didn't have a look. They went to Mills in the corner, and right there was Ebony Rowe.
Caroline Warden over to Courtney Jones, circles into the key, drives, leaves it in the corner, three in the air, Brinkley no good, and the rebound taken by Beal for the Cajuns. Long pass coming down to Brown, drives for a layup, missed it, and followed up no good by Mills. Ebony Rowe clears the rebound.
Two good looks there by the Cajuns, couldn't get a shot to go down.
Warden to Jones, Courtney on the right side, back to Caroline Warden. Raiders leading it 12-7, 7 minutes gone here in the first half at the Murphy Center. First of a doubleheader. Jones out to Caroline Warden, holding outside, gives to Ebony Rowe, puts it on the floor, kicks a pass in the corner, and it's out of bounds. We'll go to the Cajuns.
Courtney Jones saying Veal touched the ball, the officials having none of it. And that time, I think Ebony expected Courtney to go baseline there, and Courtney actually flared back toward the corner.
So it will be, I think the ball went all the way down the passageway and may be over to the AMG by now.
It could be.
They haven't found it yet. We're going to have to get Bud Morris to throw us his basketball in so we can continue the game. Bud, if you do that. I think he's listening to us. Long pass and intercepted. Lake and Leonard picked it off to Courtney for three. Yes, sir. Courtney Jones.
Turnover turns into points, exactly what you want if you're Middle Tennessee.
15-7, the Raiders lead. Here's Veal down the line. Loses it, stolen by Ebony Rowe. Coming on a 4-on-2. Ebony stops, drives, hoop with the left hand, no good. Rebound out of bounds to Middle Tennessee. 15-7, the Raiders lead.
Nice recovery on defense that time by the Cajuns. As you mentioned, Dick, 4-on-2, white jerseys on red, and they were able to defend it.
Courtney Jones with the out-of-bounds play. Look for Ebony to get the ball here if everything works right. She does get it. Comes left on the dribble. Back to Lake and Leonard. Leonard on the left wing out to Eli. Top of the key. Iceland puts it on the floor, drives down the lane, stops, pops, and scores. 17-7. Raiders build a double-digit lead for the first time in the game at the 11:58 mark. In backcourt, this is Oakdy over to Veal. Veal at the center line comes across, guarded by Warden. Veal working out between the circles now. Comes right, drives through, and I think they've got Caroline with a hook a foul.
Yeah,
a little wraparound.
Yeah, they're going to call it on the block instead of the wraparound, but still that's two on Warden.
Team foul number four. We've come to the second media break. 11:41 remaining here in the first half with the score. Middle Tennessee 17, Louisiana 7. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
What a state of generosity. Look what my agent got for me just by switching to State Farm. A few hundred unexpected bucks, I couldn't ask for more. But now I've got to figure out what I should use it for. A new bike would be radical, but maybe something practical, like a pet baboon with one robotic arm. Get to a better state, State Farm.
In Murfreesboro, call State Farm agents David Wilson and Floyd Wilson.
Behind everything you're searching for is something you're actually looking for. When you flip through the real Yellow Pages for a plumber, you're actually looking to reclaim your home from a renegade faucet. It's not just getting directions to a tailor with YP.com. It's looking your best for an interview. And it's more than finding a mechanic with YP.com on your mobile. It's getting your road trip back on track. Whatever it might be, there are more ways to search and more ways to find exactly what you're looking for with the real Yellow Pages, YP.com, and YP.com on your mobile. Only from AT&T.
WGNS, your Blue Raider connection.
Blue Raider basketball brought to you in part by Sam's All-American Sports Grill at Stones River Mall. Three locations, including Hillsborough Village in Nashville and Hendersonville.
Sam's features $5.99 lunch specials each Wednesday and $2.99 late night Sammy's to cure your crave after the game. Join us for Rick Ensel, Kermit Davis Live on Mondays at Sam's here in Murfreesboro.
While we're into that 20-second read, there was a 5-second violation against Louisiana Lafayette, and they turned it over.
Poor timing on my part, Mr. Palmer.
Raiders get the ball. Kaysen back in. Feeds over to Lake and Leonard on the left wing. Out on top it comes to Eli. Back right to Courtney Jones. Low to Ebony Rowe. To the hoop and fouled on the shot. She'll go to the line.
Looks like they might get Mills on that.
Oakdy.
All right.
That's their first foul, and Ebony Rowe to the free throw line to shoot two. Coach Ensel has been really pushing Ebony to try and get to the free throw line more, and she's hitting a good percentage of her shots this year. Also, Rowe, she misses that first one.
The old broadcaster jinx there, Mr. Palmer.
Never fails. Kiki Stewart in for Lake and Leonard. In the Raider lineup, and now we have one Kiki aside on the floor. Second shot, good by Ebony. That's her first point today. 18-7, Middle Tennessee, as the Cajuns bring it down. This is Kiki Veal. Ball deflected by Eli, but saved by Brown to Mills. Mills runs into Kiki Stewart, and that's a charge on Mills.
And she traveled with the basketball prior to the charge. So two violations committed there by Mills. The second one gets caught.
As the Raiders bring it down. Kaysen with a basketball. 11 minutes to play here in the first half. Raiders up by 11. Over to Courtney Jones. Out to Ebony Rowe in the corner. Iceland Eli down the baseline. And Louisiana caught for holding.
We'll get Kiki Veal, I think.
That's right.
We'll take a little bit of news from the East-West Shrine Game. Anthony Amos representing in the black helmet. Middle Tennessee catches a touchdown pass. So I guess he won't be at the football banquet tonight if he's playing in the East-West Shrine Game.
If he is, we better check the speed on that Southwest Airlines plane. Ball coming into Kaysen. Courtney out of the right corner. Thought about a three. Has the ball stolen. Oakley in the front court for the Cajuns. Oakley backs it up. Raiders leading 18-7. Kaysen right on her. She'll shoot from right where she is now, near the center line. As Iceland Eli comes up with a loose ball. Works it into front court. Kiki Stewart from 18. Bounces, no good. Rebound. Eli scores, and she's fouled.
A lot of credit on that play goes to Ebony Rowe, though, Dick. She kept the board alive. She tipped it. And Eli was able to corral it and put it up over her head, kind of backwards onto the glass.
It's on Oakley. That's her second. And at the free throw line for one try, Iceland Eli. She had a reverse layup. Janae Brinkley checking in for Courtney Jones for the Raiders. Ice with the free throw good. She's already got a dozen. And the Raiders lead 21-7. And that's a football-type score.
It is.
Speaking of football, here comes Brown. Pops from the left side. No good. Rebound, Kiki Stewart. Clears it out to Kaysen. Quick pass in front court to Eli. Kiki from 18 again. Good this time.
Yeah, that's a nice little curl there at the free throw line by Kiki. And she had a wide-open look from the free throw line left extended.
23-7. 10 minutes. We're halfway through the first half. With a basketball. Knocked free by Eli. Scrambles for it on the floor. And they're going to call the Lafayette player for jumping on her. That's, who is that?
Adrian Prejean.
Prejean,
I'm sorry. Forgot the Cajun influence there. I apologize.
Oakley out. And Chambrow back in. Ball comes into Kaysen. 23-7, Middle Tennessee. Kaysen in front court. Shanice comes on a bounce pass right to Brinkley. Out on top to Ebony Rowe. Left wing, Eli. Fake to three, little baseline drive. Jumps and scores.
Dick, she looks so good putting the ball on the floor and going to that baseline there and pulling up from about 10 to 12 feet.
25-7. Here in backcourt, Kiki Veal being pressured. Still hasn't gotten it over the line. There she comes. They double-team her. Veal gets the ball back out to Brown and now to Shambro for a three that's no good. Rebound, long rebound out to Eli. Kaysen. Kaysen to Janae Brinkley. Back to Kaysen. Raiders leading 25-7. Kaysen comes left to Janae Brinkley. Bounce pass into Kiki Stewart and cutting in front was Prejean to knock the ball out of bounds.
And nice rotation down from the free throw line there by Prejean to get a hand on that ball because Kiki was going to the rack with it if she could get to it.
Oakdy for Brown for the Cajuns. They have only eight players dressed for the game today, so Coach Broadhead is challenged with his rotation over there. Ball coming in to Brinkley. Top of the key, bounces right to Eli. On top, Ebony Rowe comes driving hard to the left side, kicks it back to Kaysen. Kaysen penetrates to the foul line, goes in the corner to Eli for a three that's no good, and a loose ball picked off by Prejean. Over it comes to Oakdy in front court for the Cajuns. Raiders leading it 25-7. High screen out there from Prejean. Oakdy dishes it off to Shambro. Shambro in the corner, and there's a three-pointer launched, missed by Kiki Veal. Air ball. Fans let her know about that. Here's Kaysen on the left side. Kaysen comes back to the middle. Here's Brinkley breaking out to the wing. Takes the pass, gets to Ebony Rowe. Little high-low to Kiki Stewart. Missed the shot.
Yeah, Kiki had a good look there. She's expecting contact, but that was Oakdy in front of her who couldn't afford the foul.
And speaking of Oakdy, her three is in the air and good. She got just enough daylight to get it away and hit it.
And Nick, as we talked earlier, she's got deep range. She's got 23-24 foot range.
25-10. Kaysen right side. Janae Brinkley. Brinkley coming out to Kiki Stewart. Kiki in the corner. Eli fakes a three. Baseline 15-footer is no good. Rebound, Ebony Rowe knocked away from her and out of bounds. Ebony's having a tough time inside. And we go to a media timeout with 7:31 to play. Timeout on the floor with a score. Middle Tennessee 25 and Louisiana 10. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball right here on the Blue Raider Network.
The orthopedic team at Middle Tennessee Medical Center is committed to the highest level of health care in the region. That's why we recruit highly ranked members to our already extensive network of specialists. From computer-assisted knee surgery to total joint replacement, our team of nationally ranked orthopedic specialists deliver a full range of services dedicated to the prevention, diagnosis, and rehabilitation of joint, skeletal, and muscular injury and disease.
Visit mtmc.org/orthopedics to learn more.
Customers come to Kroger because they know they'll get the best quality and the best price.
I shop at Kroger because the prices are awesome.
It's no secret to Kroger customers. Just look for the yellow tags for savings in every aisle.
The yellow tags, they help and they make a difference.
You can find yellow tags everywhere.
At Kroger, you can find a good selection, but at a better price than you can find just about anywhere else.
Get more value for the way you live every day at Kroger.
Shopping here saves us tons of money.
The home of the Blue Raiders, WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Intersource and DirecTV want to get you ready for March Madness with Blue Raider Fan Cave Giveaway. Get a new flat screen television and a free year of DirecTV service, courtesy of Intersource. All you have to do is register at the Fan Cave button on GoBlueRaiders.com. There's no purchase necessary if you want the best fan cave in Middle Tennessee. Register on GoBlueRaiders.com today. The drawing for the winner will be at the final home game of the regular season on February 23rd against ULM.
Good job there, Sticking. Courtney Jones back in. Janice Johnson in. There's an inbounds play to add to Iceland Eli. Missed the jumper in the lane, and Cajuns get the rebound. Caroline Warden also checked back in at that timeout. So we've got Jones and Warden, Janice Johnson, Ebony Rowe, Iceland Eli. With the ball, that's Prejean. Gets it outside to Robbie Brown. Brown to Oakdy. Oakdy guarded by Caroline Warden. Fires a bullet in the corner. Shambro, and the force almost knocked her out of bounds. Back for a three by Veal. That's an air ball out of bounds. and the Raiders will take it.
Dick, on that play, you saw great defense by Middle Tennessee, but you saw something happen that just irks me from an offensive standpoint. Veal used her off-arm to create separation for the three-point shot, and probably 99% of the time, that's never called. That's an offensive foul.
Here's Courtney Jones driving at top of the key, jumps and scores. Courtney now with 8 points, and it's 27-10, Middle Tennessee. Bringing it down, Kiki Veal. Veal's going to be guarded by Courtney Jones. Bounce pass on a high post. Prejean turns, shoots over J.J., banked it up, no good. Rebound up and missed, and taken down by Ebony Rowe. It's Caroline Warden in front court. Warden comes to Iceland all alone for three. No good. Long rebound. J.J.'s got it. She'll turn. Go to the hoop. No good. Got it again. 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 No good. And finally, the Cajuns take a timeout after the rebound.
Wow. It's a 30.
That looked like a rebounding drill in practice.
It certainly did. And J.J., again, we talked a little bit about early on, not only the shortness of the bench for the Cajuns, also from a physical standpoint, they're short. They only have one player over 6 feet on their roster, and that's Mills at 6'1". And who's guarding J.J. is Prejean, and Prejean is listed at 5'9". That might be a hair generous. And J.J. had some good looks there, just couldn't get it to go down. And I think Coach Gary Broadhead's wondering, how is that not a three-second violation against Middle Tennessee?
Well, there's no three-second violation when the ball is
right,
in play.
Right, exactly. But I'm talking about prior to that. Yep. So
the Cajuns will have it in backcourt. They have number four, Megan Whitaker, a 5'8 sophomore, in the game. Over to Oakdy. Oakdy coming around a high screen from Mills. Shovels it off, and touch last by Caroline Warden, I think, out of bounds. It'll belong to the Cajuns. Put in play to Oakdy into the backcourt. Now she comes back across. Raiders leading 27-10. We have 5:44 to play here in the first half. Oakdy still on the dribble. Shovels it over to Mills. Drops it. Picks it up. Goes out to Brown. A long three is no good, and the rebound to J.J.
It's five rebounds already for J.J.
Courtney for three on the right. Good! That one didn't swish the nets, but it kind of nestled in there and settled in for three.
It's her third three-pointer of the afternoon.
30-10. Raiders open a 20-point lead. Here with the ball is Kiki Veal coming left. Shovels it off. Oakdy fires up a three there. No good. J.J. the rebound. Over to Caroline Warden. Long pass ahead. Courtney Jones whips it underneath. Ebony up for a shot. Scores. That is her first field goal. Amazing. Coming at the 4:51 mark. It's 32-10, Middle Tennessee. In front court, this is Oakdy. Guarded by Caroline Warden. Works around the screen. Oakdy bounce pass on the post to Veal against J.J. Turns, bounces it back to Veal. Veal comes left, fires a jumper short, rebound taken by Ebony Rowe.
And Veal got away with it again, Dick. She's using that off arm to create separation for her to get the shot off.
Here with the ball, Caroline Warden out near the center line. Comes on the left wing, Courtney Jones, whips it into J.J. for a layup, she'll score.
Johnson. Give Janice Johnson the block like that, Dick. She's going to score at 6'6", and a big presence there in the lane. She just turned and put it up nice and soft.
34-10. Raiders leading, just under 4 minutes left in the half. We'll have a media timeout at the next dead ball. Oakdy gives it back to Veal, and shot blocked by J.J., picked up by, they call a foul on that? That was a clean block. Clean block. And a timeout. That's the media timeout. Crowd is distraught about that call, as is Coach Ensel. We'll take the break here on the media timeout. Raiders leading 34-10 from Elegant Sports. You're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
Hey, Blue Raider fans, get fired up for the big game with delicious bunny bread and bunny buns. With its distinctive, fresh taste and its wholesome complex carbohydrates, Bunny gives you the natural energy and nutrition you need to cheer on the Blue Raiders to a victory. Get ready for the big game by picking up a bag of Bunny today. Bunny Bread, an official corporate partner of Blue Raider Athletics.
That's what I said. Bunny Bread.
Because you can see forever from Signal Mountain. And with the right vision plan, you can see a whole lot more. Because five kids in Jackson means 40 bicuspids at the dentist. Because of a mobile site that helps you find a doctor. Because of small towns, big businesses, and partnering together for affordable solutions in health and wellness. You carry us because we carry you. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Health, wellness, dental, vision. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS.
The Blue Raiders are hoping this game goes their way. When you need a big decision to go your way, contact McCarter, Catcher, and Niece Law Firm located on the square here in Murfreesboro or always online at mcelaw.com. Dwayne Hickey, Dick Palmer, courtside at the Murphy Center, 3:44 remaining in the half, and Middle Tennessee enjoys a 24-point lead over the Raging Cajuns of Louisiana, 34-10.
All right, here's Kiki Beal for two shots, which she really did not earn. Denise Johnson called for a foul on a clean block by JJ. Free throw is good by Veal. Janice came out at the timeout, and back in Lauren March for the Raiders. Second shot is no good. Rebound, Eli, 34-11. Caroline Warden works in the front court. Got a high screen from Ebony Rowe. Comes left on the dribble. Out to Lauren March. To Eli. To March. Cutting through for a layup. Scores. First basket for Lauren March. And the Raiders lead 36-11. Made a nice cut and got a good pass from Iceland Eli to lay it in. Here's Veal in front court for the Cajuns. Guarded by Courtney Jones. Starts the drive. Shoots on the run. And we've got players on the floor, Ebony Rowe and Veal. We've got a foul. And we've got two shots coming. The foul is on Caroline Warden.
No, they caught on Lauren March.
On March? Okay.
And when she blew the whistle, Veal was nowhere near taking a shot. That's a curious call. That might have been a foul, but it was not a shooting foul for certain.
Missed the first one. We've had a lot of curious calls here in the first half. Mills back in, and Brown is out for the Cajuns. Here's Kaysen coming back in. Caroline Warden is out. Beal at the line again, missed again. Rebound Kaysen. Pressured in back court, comes away from it, and into the front court. Kaysen guarded out there by Shambro. Works right off a screen from Lauren March. Out to Ebony Rowe. Ebony, Iceland Eli, still behind the three-point line. Puts it on the floor, drives the lane, got in with a shot. Off the glass, she'll score.
Yeah, Dick, Iceland has really impressed me today with her ability to put the ball on the floor and take it to the glass. She's had several really nice offensive moves today, and her score sheet reflects it with 16.
38-11. Here's Kiki Veal in front court. Coming right against Kaysen. Stops, shoots, and banks it in.
A nice move that time by Veal, just letting the defense go by and using the glass.
38-13, Middle Tennessee. Kaysen into front court. Screen from Lauren March. Frees her up for a drive. Underneath, Ebony for a layup. Scores, and she's fouled. I think that's Prejean. We'll check the call.
Yep. Prejean
picks up her second foul. Ebony gets her second basket, and we'll have a free throw coming. It is 40-13. Ebony Rowe coming off a career-high 35 points against Little Rock on Wednesday. Free throw good. Completes a three-point play. She's got six here in the first half, and it's 41-13. Raiders' largest lead. Oakley crosses the timeline. Guarded by Courtney Jones. Looked for a back door and then turned it over. She was going to throw the pass off the dribble, and when Beal didn't go back door, she kind of saved it, turned the ball over, and it's Middle Tennessee's ball on that turnover.
Yeah, nice defense that time by Middle Tennessee denying the back door, and I think that's what precipitated the turnover.
Here's Kaysen working outside. Guarded by Shambro, gets to Lauren March. She'll put it on the floor, come all the way, and may pick up a charge here. Nope, they're going to call a block on that. And that is Prejean once again.
And Prejean picks up her third. That's a tough call on Prejean, because I think the consensus here at Media Road is Middle Tennessee may have caught a break there, Dick.
Lauren March to the free throw line. It's still not even up, though. That's the free throw is good by Lauren.
It never is, according to us, is it?
No. 42 to 13. One more for the 6'2 junior, redshirt junior, out of Marshall County High School. Second shot up and good. Knocked them both home.
Looked good on that, too.
43-13. Middle Tennessee has a 30-point lead here in the first half. Still a minute and a half to play as Oakley comes across the line. Stops the dribble. And still holding. Five count is on, and the Raiders bail him out there on a foul. That's Kaysen. It'll be her first.
You know, that's one of those where you almost look like she got kind of knocked in to Oakley there.
Oakley with a 1-1. Foul shot up there, missed. Too close to the basket for her. Raiders get the rebound. 43-13. Kaysen working outside. Pressured. Gets it over in the corner. Courtney Jones across to Lauren March. She'll come driving again and banks it up and in. Fouled on the shot.
Wow.
That time, she didn't have anybody in her way and was able to.
Well, she didn't have anybody in her way because she made a super move out on the wing to split two defenders. Great move by Lauren March there and used the glass to her advantage. Wow.
Mills picks up her second foul. It's 45-13. Free throw by Lauren is missed, and the rebound taken by Robbie Brown. 45-13. Seems like old times here at the Murphy Center today.
Certainly feels that way.
Oakley, a long three, comes up short. Out of bounds, Raiders ball. A little bit frustrated. She did not really have good possession to shoot that three. And
so far in the first half, Middle Tennessee's done a good job making sure she hasn't had the chance to get comfortable with the three-point shot.
Kaysen in the corner. 4-3. Courtney Jones, no good. And the rebound caromed off Lauren March. Picked up by Mills, or she'll bring it across the line herself. Works it out to Oakley. We're in the final minute of the first half. 26 seconds to play. 15 to shoot for the Cajuns. Here's Veal, kicking it out to Shambro. She'll bounce it right side to Brown. Shambro puts up a three that's no good. Rebound taken by Lauren March. Off to Kaysen. 9-8. 7-6, 3 in the air, no good. And the rebound out of bounds, might have a foul.
Let's see, I think we do have a foul. I think Ison Eli is going to the free throw line.
Number 3, Brown on the foul as she picks up her first. Eli will shoot a 1 or 2 shots, maybe 3, 5, 7, yeah, 2 shots. And the first one is good. 17 first half points for Iceland Eli, and it's 46-13. Second shot up, and this one missed. And stolen by Kaysen, shoots out of the corner, in and out at the horn.
Wow.
Kaysen got the rebound deep in the corner and fired it up there in plenty of time. And it spun out of the basket. Halftime at the Murphy Center. Everybody in a good mood here with the score. Middle Tennessee 46, Louisiana Lafayette 13. Stay with us now. The MTMC Halftime Show coming your way next from Elegant Sports. You're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
Blue Raiders, it's go time. A Go account from Ascend is a savings and checking account with no minimum balance requirements, no per check charges, access to Ascend's check card, free checks, and a customized checkbook cover. Open your Go account at one of Ascend's three Murfreesboro locations or visit ascendfcu.org for more information. Ascend Federal Credit Union, raising possibilities. Ascend, the preferred credit union of MTSU Athletics, is federally insured by the NCUA. Membership is limited.
The Boulevard has over 25 HD TVs, 30 beers on tap, all the sports packages, great pizzas, wings, burgers, sandwiches, all to satisfy your hunger. Happy hour from 11 to 7 with $2 domestic beers and $2 liquor drinks, as well as their new Bushwhacker frozen cocktail. The Boulevard is now the official home for all Blue Raider football road game listening and viewing parties. On the road, game days, don't forget to come over and experience the Blue Raiders at their new home away from home, the Boulevard, corner of East Main and Middle Tennessee Boulevard.
Hey, TOA, hey.
What's that about?
Oh, the TOA cheer.
TOA?
You know, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance.
Why are they cheering for them?
Well, they take care of more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone, treating joints, bones, muscles.
So if one of these players needs help, they should call TOA?
Yeah, or they can just yell, because there's likely a TOA physician already courtside. They love basketball.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, official team physician of Blue Raiders Athletics. Visit TOA.com today.
Embassy Suites is the perfect place for getaways for the whole family or a romantic weekend for two. Our Gateway Grill restaurant is open for lunch, serving your favorite soups, salads, and sandwiches. And for dinner, handcrafted appetizers, a selection of contemporary entrees, and delectable desserts. The restaurant also features two private dining rooms that are perfect for any intimate gathering. Call Embassy Suites at 615-890-4464 and ask about special room packages today.
Hi, Katie here for Stan McNabb Automotive in Tullahoma and Lewisburg. People ask all the time, how much extra is our oil changes and tires for life and lifetime powertrain protection? So here's the honest truth. Zero, nada, zilch, nothing, goose egg, nil, rock bottom, shutout. So how much is peace of mind for your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase? Priceless. Buy with confidence only at Stan McNabb, the only dealer in America to offer this triple advantage. Check it out at stanmcnabb.com.
Some exclusions and restrictions apply. See dealer for complete details.
It always seemed like no big deal at the time, but son, you better be listening when I tell you don't drink and drive, cause we'll be out there waiting around each hill and dale, and if you're drinking and driving, we'll haul your butt to jail. Hey, hey, hear me say, from Morristown to Monterey, and everywhere in between, blend smart, you know what I mean?
Paid for by the Governor's Highway Safety Office.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
And welcome back in, and welcome to our Middle Tennessee Medical Center halftime show brought to you by MTMC, the official hospital system of the Blue Raiders. MTMC, a member of St. Thomas Health. Halftime with Middle Tennessee leading Louisiana by a score of 46-13. For the Raiders in the first half, these are unofficial scoring totals. Iceland Eli leads the way with 17 first half points. Then we have Courtney Jones with 11. 6 points for Ebony Rowe, 6 for Lauren March, 2 each for Kiki Stewart, Janice Johnson, and Caroline Warden. And for Louisiana, 3 points for Shambro, 3 for Oakdy, 3 for Veal, 2 for Mills, and 2 for Brown. And that's the extent of their scoring in the first half. Raiders led 10-4 at the first media timeout, 17-7 at the second media break, 25-10 at the 7:31 mark, 34-10 at the 3:44 mark, and here at halftime they lead 46-13. Stay with us now as our MTMC halftime show continues. Dwayne has a special guest standing by right after this timeout from Elegant Sports on the Blue Raider Network.
Behind everything you're searching for is something you're actually looking for. When you flip through the real Yellow Pages for a plumber, you're actually looking to reclaim your home from a renegade faucet. It's not just getting directions to a tailor with YP.com. It's looking your best for an interview. And it's more than finding a mechanic with YP.com on your mobile. It's getting your road trip back on track. Whatever it might be, there are more ways to search and more ways to find exactly what you're looking for with the real Yellow Pages, YP.com, and YP.com on your mobile. Only from AT&T.
There are many reasons why 96% of First Tennessee customers would recommend us. Karen's is mobile banking.
When I was in New York, I used my iPad to balance my checking accounts at First Tennessee.
And have you recommended us, Karen?
I would recommend First Tennessee to friends and family because they treat me well and I know they treat other people well.
To learn more and get information on a special bonus, visit firsttennessee.com/areyou a 96?
Hey, how you doing?
Ticket, please.
You gotta have a ticket to get in here?
Yep.
I don't have a ticket.
Gotta have a ticket.
Well, how much are tickets?
We're sold out.
So I can't get in?
Gotta have a ticket.
Well, I got this ticket.
What kind of ticket is that?
Tennessee Lottery Black. Could be worth $1 million.
You're in. With a top prize of $1 million, the new Tennessee Lottery Black Instant Game could just open some doors for you. The Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
The Chick-fil-A update. The BCC, the Bovine Communications Committee, has banned the use of the word beef on commercial airwaves. Cows call it the B word, ends in F, two E's in the middle. Phrases like where's the beef are now punishable with random electric cattle prodding. Should you ever say beef or crave beef, head to Chick-fil-A. Then think good thoughts and eat good things, like the original chicken sandwich, a tender, juicy breast of chicken placed on a hot buttered bun with two crucial pickles. I've got no with that. Chick-fil-A, we didn't invent the chicken, just the chicken sandwich.
Guys, you wouldn't send someone else to a jewelry store to pick out a diamond for the woman you love. The only way to know the quality is to see the diamonds yourself. At Shane Company, our diamond buyers also have to see the diamonds firsthand. That's why they go to the diamond cutters in Antwerp, Tel Aviv, and Mumbai and handpick the diamonds with the most sparkle from within each grade. Because we buy so many diamonds, negotiate hard, and pay cash, we get the best prices. Most other jewelers buy their diamonds sight unseen from middlemen and are forced to pass those markups on to their customers. See what your money buys elsewhere, then come to Shane Company for a diamond that sparkles beautifully and a price that will amaze you.
Shane Company, direct diamond importers in Franklin, just west of I-65 at Cool Springs Boulevard. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at shaneco.com.
It's MTSU Sports on WGNS.
Welcome back. Halftime at the Murphy Center. Middle Tennessee leads ULL 46-13. It's now time for our halftime interview. Joined now by former Blue Raider defensive back, all-conference player DeJuan Buford, who's now with State Farm, and obviously State Farm sponsoring our game today. And first and foremost, DeJuan, welcome in. And
thank you.
You and I overlapped at Middle Tennessee and never had a chance to meet prior to today. Okay. But welcome in. And I know State Farm is doing a lot with sports marketing. Every time you turn around, you see Aaron Rodgers on television.
That's
talking
right.
A little State Farm.
A discount double check.
Exactly.
Yeah. The athletics happens to be one of the things that we know. It doesn't make any difference what walk of life you come from, what age you are. Everybody's into it, old, young, and all together. And we know when you look on TV and you can see that State Farm sign in the background, one of the best things and the best advertising that we can get is to have that have those State Farm signs show up.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, State Farm with a huge presence here in Murfreesboro.
Yes.
with the regional service center here, and certainly do a great job. And the other thing that I know folks are interested in, not only your business, State Farm, your office is out in Brentwood, but also a little bit about your still connected to Middle Tennessee after,
absolutely,
I won't say 20-plus years, but something like that.
You know, it's been a while, but I think I've never really left the university. Since I graduated, I've always been back involved. At one point, I was a president of the varsity club for, I think, 2 or 3 years, and now I'm actually on the board of trustees here as well. So I'm up here quite a bit and still involved, and even when I walk around in this gym, I tend to get sick because I remember those days running around this gym quite a bit with Boots Donnelly, and kind of bring back some bad memories sometimes.
I was going to say, a lot of early morning laps up on the platform here at the Murphy Center.
Blue Dawn.
Oh, goodness gracious. Well, talk a little bit about, you know, your business out in Brentwood and how maybe you guys can help folks in the Brentwood area. I know you do a lot of business, and I see your face on billboards around town.
Well, you know, we're all over. One of the good things is my office is in Brentwood, but I service the entire great state of Tennessee. I have several hundreds of customers here in Murfreesboro as well, so we have the ability to operate all over the place. You know, the one thing about State Farm now is it used to be years ago people thought you had to get older and get wiser and then get State Farm insurance. And State Farm is not your granddad or father's insurance company. We like the young people too, which is why we're out at these types of events and where we can get out and shake hands. And with some of the different things we're doing now with our new apps on the phones.
Love that, the diagramming of the rank. Oh, I love that thing.
That State Farm Pocket Agent. We've tried to build things now so you can reach us wherever you want to reach us, whether it's on your laptop, iPad, on the computer, on your cell phone. You can get a quote just about anywhere you want.
Well, DeJuan, first and foremost, appreciate your effort as a Blue Raider back in the day. Thanks for your support of Middle Tennessee,
thank
and
you.
Certainly thanks for your support through State Farm, and glad you could be here today.
Absolutely appreciate you guys having me.
Yes, sir. That's DeJuan Buford, State Farm agent here locally in the Brentwood area. Join us at halftime where Middle Tennessee leads 46-13 over ULL. We'll take a break, back with more here at half. Middle Tennessee basketball produced by Elegant Sports. This is the Blue Raider Network.
What do you think of when you hear community, integrity, commitment, tradition, and partners? The folks at Sodexo know it's family, friends, neighbors, and coworkers. The people we live with, work with, share our world with, and the fans we love to serve. Sodexo is community. It's a community of more than 200 employees and nonprofit volunteers and the thousands of fans we serve at MTSU. Sodexo is a community of people who are committed to enhancing your game day experience. Sodexo, proud server of your game day concession needs, and proud to serve the Blue Raiders.
Because you can see forever from Signal Mountain. And with the right vision plan, you can see a whole lot more. Because five kids in Jackson means 40 bicuspids at the dentist. Because of a mobile site that helps you find a doctor. Because of small towns, big businesses, and partnering together for affordable solutions in health and wellness. You carry us because we carry you. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Health, wellness, dental, vision. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
Hi, this is Belinda Arender of F&M Mortgage. Purchasing a home can be one of the most thrilling experiences of a lifetime. Whether you're a first-time home buyer, moving up to a larger home, or refinancing your current home, you'll find F&M Mortgage is here to help you every step of the way. F&M Mortgage is located at 1639 Medical Center Parkway here in Murfreesboro. Call us today at 800-999-8999 or find us online at myfmbank.com.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 518-158.
Well, I'm ready for the game. How do I look? Like a Blue Raider basketball fanatic?
You can't show up at the arena without your game day gear. Where's your Blue Raider hoodie, hat, foam finger?
Where can I get all that? The game's starting soon.
The Phillips Bookstore has the best and biggest selection of the Blue Raiders apparel, gifts, gear, and more. They have one of the biggest lines of Nike MT gear around.
When you think Blue Raider athletics, think the Phillips Bookstore located in the Student Union Building. Shop online at mtsu.bkstr.com.
As you listen to your printer, remember, when you buy ink or toner cartridges from Cartridge World instead of an office superstore, you'll save money on every page you print and save the environment. Stop overpaying for ink and toner. Try 100% guaranteed cartridges from Cartridge World. Yeah, printing sounds better when you're saving money. Cartridge World, why pay more to print?
Located in the Oak Shopping Center in Murfreesboro and next to CC's Pizza on Grammar Lane in Smyrna.
I love this store. They have such a selection.
The quality is excellent.
Customers are talking about all the ways there are to save at Kroger.
The people are helpful.
The fish is always at a good price. The chicken's at a good price.
The Kroger brand ice cream, it's a great price, but it's a good quality.
Fresh produce is always at the top of my list.
I can come and save on produce and go to the pharmacy and take care of my other needs and still save.
Get more value for the way you live every day at Kroger.
It's an all-around good shopping experience.
WGNS, AM-FM, online, Rutherford County's MTSU station.
Welcome back to the MTMC Halftime Show from the Murphy Center. Quickly, as we wrap up halftime, let's take a look at our Roscoe Brown heating it up stats, brought to you by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air. There are a few things in life that you can depend on. Roscoe Brown is one of them, leading the way in points for the Cajuns in the first half. That would be three players with 3 points apiece: Shambro, Veal, and Ogdi from Middle Tennessee. Two players in double figures: Eli and Courtney Jones. 6 points for Lauren March, 6 points for Ebony Rowe, and three players with 6 rebounds from Middle Tennessee: Rowe, Eli, and Janice Johnson, who got 4 minutes of playing time in the first half. Those are your Roscoe Brown Heating It Up stats.
Thank you, Dwayne. Ready to go with the second half. Raiders leading 46-13. Lafayette will put it in play. It goes to Oakley for a driving layup. No good. Hit the bottom of the rim. Kaysen picked it off. Down to Courtney Jones. Inside, Ebony Rowe for a layup. It hung on the back of the rim and fell in. Raiders strike first in the second half. 48-13 as the Cajuns bring it down. This series, 18-0 in favor of Middle Tennessee. Well on its way to 19-0. Out to Oakley, just inside the circle, couldn't get a shot. There's Veal putting up a three, no good, out of bounds, and the Raiders get the basketball. We're in the first minute of the second half here at the Murphy Center. Here's Kaysen, working outside, drives left, lost the handle, and it's intercepted by Oakley. Oakley working out front, guarded by Kaysen. Left side, Veal puts up a three, and this one's no good. Taken off by Iceland Eli. Had a nice first half with 17 points to lead the Raiders. Kaysen with a basketball. Works the dribble left. Comes on top to Ebony Rowe. Feeds inside. Lauren March, turnaround shot, up and good. Banked it in.
Nice little left-hand shot there. Faked left and then went right. Used the right hand off the glass. Lauren March.
50-13, Middle Tennessee. March with 8 points in the ballgame. Kiki Veal, backdoor pass to Oakley, and ran into Ebony Rowe, who blocks the shot, takes it away. Over to Courtney Jones. Pull up 15-footer. Uncontested, she'll knock it home.
Nice recognition there by Courtney. She was looking for Rowe running the floor. It wasn't there, so she just kept the ball, pulled up from 15.
52-13. Here's Oakley to Veal. Veal in the lane, puts up a jumper and misses. Rebound taken by Lauren March. To Kaysen, to Courtney Jones out on the left wing. Long pass right side, Eli, to Lauren March to the free throw line. Bounces back to Eli in the right corner. Breaks down the baseline, under for a layup, and it comes up short. Got her own rebound, puts it up, and she will get a couple of free throws on that.
I think that's going to be on Mills.
Third foul on Mills, and to the free throw line, Iceland Eli.
Second half brought to you by The Boulevard. For great lunch and dinner specials, visit The Boulevard, located at the corner of East Main and Middle Tennessee Boulevard. The Boulevard is a Blue Raider fan's home away from home, with plenty of big screen televisions featuring all the games you want to see. The Boulevard.
First shot good. 53-13. And one more for Eli. Caroline Warden in for Shanice Kaysen. Second, no good. Rebound taken by Veal. And Veal will bring it down. Early in the second half, and the Raiders by 40. Veal backs it up. Drifts over to the right side. Starts in, comes back. Back to Shambro. Thought about a three, but bobbled the ball momentarily. Back it comes to Veal. Veal starts left, stops at the free throw line. Back to Shambro, inside, Mills, and she loses it out of bounds.
And Dick, coming out in the second half, Middle Tennessee defensively really kind of locking it down here early in the second half, forcing a couple of turnovers here in the last two possessions.
Here's Caroline Warden in the front court. Works left on the dribble, comes all the way in the lane. Lauren March, pull-up jumper, and good! She's fouled and will go to the line.
And that'll be number two on Kiki Veal, and she wasn't very happy with the call, but she got a good portion of the arm of Lauren March. March able to get that to go down from about 15 feet. And, Dick, I think a lot of Middle Tennessee fans glad to see Lauren March sort of asserting herself offensively.
none more happy than the guy pacing the sidelines over there in front of the bench, I think. Lauren March, one shot at the line, chance for a three-point play. Eli out. Mackenzie Sells, freshman, checking in. Free throw good. Lauren now with 11. That ties her career high at Middle Tennessee. It is 56-13. And the Raiders on defense now as Oakley gives the ball to Veal in the corner. Three in the air is no good by Shambro. Long rebound chased down by Caroline Warden. She'll bring it into front court. Caroline out on the left wing. Beers back between the circles. Now Beers left, still out near the center line. Comes left on the dribble. Lobs it low to Ebony Rowe. Off the glass, she'll score.
Nice little penetration and recognition there by Warden, and she drew the defense and knew that Rowe was going to have the baseline open and available to her.
58-13. This is Oakley working outside. Got clear for three and missed it. And the rebound going to be out of bounds over in front of the Cajun bench. Will take us to the first media timeout of the second half. Timeout on the floor with a score. Middle Tennessee 58 and Louisiana 13. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
Because you can see forever from Signal Mountain. And with the right vision plan, you can see a whole lot more. Because five kids in Jackson means 40 bicuspids at the dentist. Because of a mobile site that helps you find a doctor. Because of small towns, big businesses, and partnering together for affordable solutions in health and wellness. You carry us because we carry you. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Health, wellness, dental, vision. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
There are many reasons why 96% of First Tennessee customers would recommend us. Lori's is customer service.
I absolutely love their customer service, their kindness, their genuineness, their skill. They answer all of my stupid financial questions and never let me feel like I'm the financial dummy.
And have you recommended us, Lori?
I've recommended First Tennessee Bank to everybody I know.
To learn more and get information on a special bonus, visit firsttennessee.com/areyou a 96?
WGNS, your Blue Raider connection.
Here, 58-13. We need to pause 15 seconds for station identification. We'll do so now by telling you you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball.
It's time. Show your true blue. Blue Raiders.
Your Blue Raiders are Eastern Division champions.
Raiders the home of the Blue Raiders. WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Early in the second half, Lafayette's got the ball. Driving layup is good by Kiki Veal, their first basket in a while.
About 6.5 minutes to be exact of actual playing time.
58-15. And a travel called on Caroline Warden outside as she was double-teamed. And Shanice Kaysen will be in to replace her with 15:40 left in the game. Cajuns will have the ball inbounded to Oakley. Sylvana Oakley out of Houston, Texas, working outside on the dribble. Over to the right side, gets a screen from Brown, cuts across top of the key to Shambro. Work a little weave out front to Veal. Shot clock's down to 7. Veal is going to take it in the lane. Did a hop, skip, a jump, a shot, a miss, a rebound, a miss. Kiki Stewart pulls it down for Middle Tennessee. Out to Mackenzie Sells. Inside, Ebony Rowe puts it on the floor one time. Back to Kaysen. Shanice backs it up. Comes driving left in the corner. Mackenzie Sells for three. It's too long. Loose ball picked up by the Cajuns. Oakley has it. She'll bring it down the floor. 58-15 Middle Tennessee. Oakley working outside. Gives to Kiki Veal. Veal on the right side to Brown. Back to Veal. Veal puts it on the floor. Pulls up. Off-balance shot, no good. Rebound taken by Ebony Rowe. Down to Courtney Jones. Jones comes to the left wing, feeding under to Kiki. Fakes and was fouled on the, I don't know if she was trying to shoot or catch the ball. We'll find out.
I think it got Beal.
Beal's third foul. And she was trying to put up a shot. So Kiki will have two shots at the line.
It looked like Kiki had made the catch and was turning toward the basket, trying to put the ball on the glass when Veal got her hand on it, and thus her hand on Kiki.
Free throw, good. Blake and Leonard, Janae Brinkley, Iceland Eli all check in for Middle Tennessee. Jones, Rowe, and Mackenzie Sells are out. And one more shot at the line for the 6'2 junior out of Oak Ridge, Tennessee, Kiki Stewart. This is for point number 60, and she drills it. 60-15. Kiki now with 4 points. And the lead is at 45. High post, Mills puts it on the floor, turns against Kiki Stewart, goes to the hoop. They'll call a foul on Kiki. That'll be her first. And we'll send Mills to the free throw line.
That's her first team foul at the line.
She will shoot two. First one is good. 58% free throw shooter on the year, freshman Jasmine Mills. Knocked them both down. So it is 60-17. Raiders bring it down. Shanice Kaysen feeds in the corner to Lakin Leonard. Puts it on the floor, drives through, and fouled on the shot. She'll go to the free throw line.
It's going to be either Oak D or Mills, and they're going to give it to Mills. I'm sorry, Oak D.
Third foul. And Lakin Leonard to the free throw line. 5'10 junior. Missed the first one. Jackson County High School. Whitleyville, Tennessee. Kiki Beal back in, Brown out for the Cajuns. Lakin's second foul shot missed. Rebound taken down by Brijan, who's back in for Louisiana. Working out front, this is Oakby. Here's over to the right side on the dribble. Bounce pass top of the key to Mills. Backs in against Kiki Stewart, up with the left hand, no good. Kiki's got the rebound. Pretty good defense without fouling that time. And long pass to Janae Brinkley in front court, back to Kaysen. And a foul, I think, on Kiki.
Yeah, moving screen, Dick. She wasn't set. She didn't get to the spot. And really, unfortunately, Shanice didn't need the screen because she'd already, with her speed, it created the separation she was looking for.
Senior Diamond Rayner in for the first time out of Smyrna. 6'3". Ball out on the right side to Oakdy. Guarded by Janae Brinkley. Back out to Veal. Veal comes left, spins in the lane, ran into a double team, and ball deflected. She'll come back with it. And a long three by Shambro is no good. Prejean follows it up and in. 60-19 as the Raiders bring it down. 12:49 to play. Kaysen working around the high screen from Diamond Rayner, who broke in there wide open, put the shot up and scored.
Yeah, nice little pick and roll, the oldest play in basketball, Dick. And that pick was set out near midcourt, and nice play by Diamond to get to the hoop quickly.
Diamond just rolled in there wide open. And she's left-handed anyway. Got it on the left side of the basket. 62-19. They got a foul on Kaysen out front now. And Shanice picks up her second foul. You know, they could quit blowing the whistle so many times. It's just, all right with me if they
do that. There was little rhyme or reason to that one. It's
here is Brown to inbound. Hits it into Mills. Holding out front, she's used the dribble. She's not going to shoot from out there. Back to Brown. Brown over in the corner. There's Shambro, got an open three, and it rims off. Lake and Leonard the rebound over to Kaysen. Long ahead to Eli. Down to the baseline. And a charge on Eli. She will pick up her third foul. You saw the replay.
Yeah, Dick, it's no different. They're saying that Veal got charged into, no different than what Veal's done most of the times when she's touched the basketball, using her off arm to create separation.
Here's Veal, who right now is the villain, working in the front court. Around a screen from Mills, drives the lane, puts a shot up in front, no good. Out of bounds, under the basket, goes to Middle Tennessee, brings us to a media timeout. With 11:39 left in this ball game, the score, Middle Tennessee 62 and Louisiana 19. From Elegant Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball right here on the Blue Raider Network.
Each month, the Pepsi Refresh Project awards up to $1.3 million in refresh grants. Anyone can submit, anyone can vote. Your choice makes a difference. Which means that every time you drink a Pepsi, you do more than refresh yourself. You refresh the world. So the next time you're standing in front of a soda machine debating between this cola and that cola, choose the cola that hooked up music students in Spokane with a new set of instruments. When you're reaching into a cooler full of ice at your buddy's barbecue, choose the soda that gave every graduating senior at Nottoway Valley High a scholarship. If you're feeling indecisive in the soda aisle, choose Pepsi, and you might be helping an apparel company make a t-shirt that can change the world. Go to refresheverything.com and find out how your choice can make a difference. The Pepsi Refresh Project. Every Pepsi refreshes the world.
The home of the Blue Raiders. WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Fans of the Blue Raider win today's game. You can take your ticket stub to a Rutherford County Sonic location and receive a free item with purchase. Offer is good for 48 hours after each home win. If you don't have a ticket stub, don't worry. You can go to GoBlueRaiders.com, print out the coupon, take it to Sonic Drive-In. Sonic Drive-In, a proud sponsor of Middle Tennessee Athletics.
That's right. Get you one of those Oreo blasts. Here's Kaysen working out front to Eli into Diamond Rainer. Lost it and picked up by Louisiana. Brown with the ball. Breaks it all the way, and a blocking foul
on Shanice.
Kaysen will pick up her third foul.
On the Middle Tennessee foul, number five, Shanice Kaysen.
Western defeated Arkansas Little Rock 70-61. You'd already given that, hadn't you, or had you?
No, sir.
Well, I didn't mean to steal your thunder there.
No, you got it. That's fine.
Here's Brown. Free throw no good. I'll let you give that other one if you want to.
And Florida Atlantic has defeated North Texas 79-67. Good victory for the Owls, because that North Texas team is much improved.
That was down in Boca Raton today. Second shot good by Robbie Brown. And it is 62-20. Raiders work in front court. Lake and Leonard, left wing. Out front to Diamond Rainer. Swings it right to Brinkley. Janae puts it on the floor, drives to the baseline. Pull up 18-footer. In and out, no good. And the rebound for Jean at pretty good position inside on Diamond Rainer to get that rebound. Here's Oakdy in front court. Oakdy guarded by Courtney Jones. Bounces to Mills, pulled outside. Now Brown. Right side Oakdy. Oakley stops. Here's Veal breaking down the baseline all the way under the basket to Brown. Shot left side is good by Brown. 62-22. Raiders working in front court. Courtney Jones comes bouncing left wing. Lake and Leonard for three. No good. Long rebound. Going to be taken by Mills. And we've got a foul, I think, on Eli. That will be number three. And team foul number six. Denise Johnson in for Diamond Rainer. And Louisiana will bring it down with 10-17 to play. And the Raiders leading by 40. Here's Oakdie. Oakdie out in the middle, high post to Brown. Brown swings it left to Mills. She'll try a three and hit it. That is her first three-pointer of the season. Jasmine Mills makes it 62-25. Or did they call that a two?
Call it a two.
There's a three in the air. That one's missed by Brinkley. To make that a two-pointer for Mills. There's a shot. No good. Mills got the rebound. She'll bring it outside. Stop, go to the hoop, and miss. The rebound taken by Eli.
Good defense that time by Janice Johnson, moving her feet, staying between Mills and the basket.
62-24. Courtney Jones out near the midcourt line, gives to Brinkley on the right wing, comes around a screen from Eli, gives it back to her. Iceland deep right. Fans wanted her to shoot. She will, but not the three. She drives it in, misses the layup. Here's Veal in front court for the Cajuns. Driving left. Pull-up shot no good. J.J. the rebound. Clears. Brinkley. Brinkley coming down with Eli. Gives to her. Underneath. Shot good by Iceland.
Dick, Iceland Eli makes those difficult catches and shots look easy in transition. She's just so fluid with her movement. She makes nice catches and just puts it on the glass.
64-24. 20 points today for Iceland Eli. Out it comes to Prejean, over to Mills, and back to Oakdie. As turns and ran into J.J. and had to reconsider. There's Mills with a shot, no good. Rebounded by Veal, puts it up inside, scores. It is 64-26. Raiders working in front court. 8:15 to play. Right side, Janae Brinkley. Long pass over in the corner to Lakin Leonard. She comes down the baseline, shoots it up and scores.
Nice baseline move there by Lakin Leonard, and good seal by Janice Johnson to give Lakin the baseline.
Gave her a clear path down the baseline, and it's 66-26. Oakdie over to Mills, back to Oakdie. Fires up a three, and in and out, no good. That was halfway through and came out. Courtney Jones had the rebound. I think may have lost it out of bounds. We've got a media timeout. 7:44 to play. With timeout, it's Middle Tennessee 66 and Louisiana 26. From Elegant Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
There's never been a better time to buy a quality late model, low mileage vehicle than right now. City Auto makes value and selection our top priority, offering a huge selection of Carfax One Owner cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Every vehicle is thoroughly inspected and city certified or still under manufacturer's warranty. We'll be making deals all day, so stop by our showroom at 1023 Bridge Avenue or check out our huge selection of city certified pre-owned vehicles online at cityauto.com. There's never been a better time to buy a quality late model, low mileage vehicle than right now. City Auto. Shop where the dealers shop.
What's that about?
Oh, the TOA cheer.
TOA?
You know, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance.
Why are they cheering for them?
Well, they take care of more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone, treating joints, bones, muscles.
So if one of these players needs help, they should call TOA?
Yeah, or they can just yell, because there's likely a TOA physician already courtside. They love basketball.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, official team physician of Blue Raiders Athletics. Visit TOA.com today.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS.
Mitchell Beast Car Wash supports Blue Raider Athletics and invites you to the location at the corner of Park and Memorial for the absolute best car wash experience in Murfreesboro. Join the Unlimited Car Wash Club and you can get as many washes as you want each month. Remember, the vacuums are always free at Mr. B's.
Caroline Warden back in for the Raiders, as is Diamond Rayner. She'll get the pass, put the shot up, back to, oh, in and out. Tough luck on the shot. I think Diamond may have committed a foul.
She
on
did.
The rebound. So she Diamond Rayner picks up her first foul. And we'll go to the other end. There will be a one and one coming for the Cajuns with 7:29 to play. At the free throw line, Kiki Veal with a one and one. Men's game to follow. Foul shot is up and no good. Rebound Lake and Leonard. Out front to Caroline Warden. Feeds right wing to Brinkley. Janae breaks for a shot down the baseline. No good. Taken off by Oakdy. Oakdy bounces it away to Veal. Veal works right side to Oakdy. She's got to be frustrated, Oakdy, as she has not seen any daylight at all for three today. There's one out of the corner. That's good by Shambro.
Her second three-pointer of the afternoon. She hit one early in the first half, and now one here late in the second.
66-29. Here's Caroline Warden across. Bounces left wing to Janae Brinkley. Back to the middle. Back to Caroline. Warden dribbles into the paint. Tried to give it to Diamond Rainer. Dropped it. Lake and Leonard goes for a reverse layup and is fouled on the shot. It's Veal, and that's four on her. So Lake and Leonard will get a reprieve at the free throw line. She missed her first two free throw attempts. She's looks a better shooter than that.
Yeah, she looked a little quick on the first two.
This one's good. Janice Johnson back in, and Mackenzie Sells checks in. It's 67-29.
Good to see Mackenzie get some playing time. She had about 13 minutes playing time down at ULL.
Second free throw good, so Lake and Leonard drills two at the line. 68-29. And this is Oakdy across the line, guarded by Caroline Warden. Right side Mills, back to Shambro and over to Brown. Mills, Oakdy, got a little daylight there, missed the three, and the rebound taken by Mackenzie Sells. Over to Caroline Warden in front court. Warden guarded by Shambro. Left side, Mackenzie Sells. Puts it on the floor, uses the dribble. Goes to March. Lauren, back to Warden. Caroline comes right on the dribble. Dishes off in the corner. Three-pointer in the air. No good by Leonard. And the rebound to the Cajuns. Here's Brown in front court. To the trailing Shambro for three. No good. And the ball is out of bounds to Middle Tennessee. 5:38 to play.
A quick look at the Serta Pro Painter Points the Paint. Brought to you by Serta Pro Painters of Murfreesboro. High-quality work and professional service. That's Serta Pro Painters of Murfreesboro. And right now, all Blue Raiders 32-10 in the paint.
Here's Caroline Warden to bring it down. 68-29. Middle Tennessee has led from the very outset of this game. There's a lob pass into JJ. She'll fake, go under the basket, shoot it up, no good. Got her own rebound and then dropped it out of bounds. Made a nice move to go from right to left under the basket, but then missed the shot. And then lost the rebound out of bounds.
Yeah, Dick, she's had an opportunity to get some points today. A couple times underneath, she's just not been able to get the shot to go down.
Here's Oakdy working out on the wing to Whitaker, who's back in. In the corner, Oakdy. Mills just inside the three-point line misses. And the rebound out of bounds to Middle Tennessee with 5 minutes exactly left in the game. We'll have an abbreviated post-game show. Coach Ensel will be out. And an abbreviated pre-game show for the men's game, which will follow very shortly after the conclusion of this one. Warden, right side, Lake and Leonard. Screen, top of the key. Lauren March, 4-3. No good. Got her own rebound. Off the glass to score.
Nice move by Lauren March. She knew the shot was short. Never hesitated. Went straight to the glass. Got it. And the putback.
And that is a new career high for Lauren March. 13 points today. In the corner, this is Mills. Shovels the pass off to Oakdy. Oakdy comes left. Spins. Jumps from 15 and misses. Rebound. Batted around off JJ and picked up by Caroline Warden. Warden over to Mackenzie Sells in the left corner. Back to Warden. Clock ticking down toward the four-minute mark. Lake and Leonard driving through with a layup and scores. And again, a nice seal by Janice Johnson.
Yeah, that's two times from the left corner that Lake and Leonard can thank Janice Johnson for clearing the way.
Out front with the basketball. This is Oakley. Out on top to Mills. Mills comes driving right. Kicks it off. And a three is in the air and good by Whitaker. That will make it 72-32. As Caroline Warden brings it down. Bounces left side to Lake and Leonard. In the corner, Lauren March, 18-footer short. Rebound Prejean for the Cajuns. Off to Robbie Brown. We'll have a media timeout, the next dead ball. Oakley works her way into the lane, shovels it back to Brown, and she banks one in from about 17. She has seven. 72-34.
Looks like Stephanie Meyer's going to get a little playing time here at the end of the game, Dick.
Lake and Leonard into J.J. She'll go in with a reverse shot. No good. And the rebound taken off by Whitaker. Whitaker bounces to Brown. She'll drive through the layup and score. Nice move by Robbie Brown. And it's 72-36. That means the score is doubled up now.
Yes,
with
it does.
2:22 to play.
Good math.
Lake and Leonard in the corner. Lauren March back to Lakin. Lakin puts it on the floor. Back to Lauren. Down the baseline. Shovels it back to Lakin Leonard. Fakes a three. Drives the lane. Has her shot blocked. And it's picked off by Mills. 2 minutes left in the ball game. Big question now is, will we get the final media break in? Here's Oakley. Skip pass inside Prejean against Lauren March. Misses. Rebound Mills. No good. And J.J. clears the rebound and is fouled by Mills. And Mills will have her fourth foul. And we will indeed get the final media timeout in with 1:45 to play. Timeout on the floor with a score. Middle Tennessee 72, Louisiana 36. From Nelgan Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball right here on the Blue Raider Network.
Whatever shape of diamond your girlfriend's been dreaming of, we've got you covered. Shane Company has thousands of round and fancy-shaped diamonds to choose from, such as Princess Cut, Marquise, Emerald, Radiant, Oval, and Pear-shaped diamonds. Shane Company's fancy-shaped diamonds are also individually hand-selected by us at the Diamond Cutters. This ensures that each is perfectly proportioned and sparkles with exceptional fire and brilliance. Most jewelers don't even carry fancy-shaped diamonds, and the few that do ask premium prices for them. We have both fancy shapes and low direct diamond importer prices. So get the value of a lifetime on the diamond of her dreams, only at Shane Company.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, Shane Company, at I-65 off Cool Springs Boulevard West. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at shaneco.com.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Time to name the Mid-South Ford Built Ford Tough Player of the Game. Visit MidSouthFord.com for all Ford's makes and models. Ford, go further. That player today, none other than the senior from Lebanon, Tennessee, number 13, Iceland Eli, 20 points, 9 rebounds.
Nice game. She had 17 of those in the first half. Stephanie Myers in for the Raiders for the first time. Here's Lake and Leonard into Stephanie. Shoots it off the glass, misses, and the rebound going to be taken by the Cajuns. Whitaker into front court. Guarded by Mackenzie Sells, who knocks the ball out of bounds.
And actually goes off Shambro and to Middle Tennessee.
So the Raiders will have it with 1:21 to play and leading 72-36. Here's Caroline Warden. Works to Lake and Leonard on the right wing. Into Stephanie Myers. That one got past her and went out of bounds. She's going to have an open shot, and she caught the ball.
Yeah, off her hands and then off Mackenzie Sells' hands out of bounds. So turnover for Middle Tennessee.
In front court, this is Kiki Beal. Starts in, shovels the ball over to Mills, drives in the lane, travels,
That's turnover number 16 of the afternoon for ULL. Middle Tennessee, after committing 27 turnovers in Lafayette, today they've only turned it over 11 times.
So pretty good improvement, actually, by both teams in that department. Here's Caroline Warden to bring it down. We're now, we were playing at the old Critchlow Gym. The clock would be in the red. Less than a minute to play. Lakin Leonard, Kiki Stewart, Stephanie Myers, spins with a shot, no good. Rebound taken off by Prejean. Long pass ahead to Whitaker for a three that's no good. And the Raiders' Kiki Stewart comes out of there with the ball with 28 seconds to play. Caroline Warden will bring it down. Coach Ensel holds up a hand, says that's enough. Got enough points to win.
Well, it looks like there may be 0.2 of a second difference between the shot clock and the game clock.
Yeah, we'll see how tight the officials are with the record, with the rule book on this one, huh? 72-36. Caroline's going to hold the ball in backcourt.
And they called the shot clock violation.
With 0.8 of a second left.
Shot clock violation, Louisiana ball.
So we are politically correct with the rule book.
1.4 seconds.
Oh, they're going to put extra time up.
Yeah, that's Middle Tennessee pulled the rebound with about 30 seconds and some change, and they're saying it was 31.4. I'm not sure that's really what happened. But
so they're going to inbound the ball, and now the game is officially over. Final score, it was over a lot earlier, but now it is officially over. Final score, Middle Tennessee 72 and Louisiana 36. Stay with us. We will have an abbreviated post-game show coming up, sponsored by First Tennessee Bank. Coach Rick Ensel will be out. Right now, we'll tell you again, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball from Nelligan Sports on the Blue Raider Network.
The Boulevard has over 25 HD TVs, 30 beers on tap, all the sports packages, great pizzas, wings, burgers, sandwiches, all to satisfy your hunger. Happy hour from 11 to 7 with $2 domestic beers and $2 liquor drinks, as well as their new Bushwhacker frozen cocktail. The Boulevard is now the official home for all Blue Raider football road game listening and viewing parties. On the road, game days, don't forget to come over and experience the Blue Raiders at their new